fit in. Get in where you fit in. Let me see you. Shed live. Shed live. Let me see you. Shed live. That boy DJ Drum about to come hang out with us. ATL Miami. Big Cycle was popping. DJ Birdo, what up, man? DJ Milo. DJ Shorty Doo-Wop. All the DJs out here. Share the page. We gonna talk. If you wanna, man, share the page. Share the page. DJ Drama about to come on in like 4 minutes, all right? In the meantime, holler back at your boy.
Right now, the DJ Epps and Friends Show. Weeknights at 10 p.m. with live turntable mixes and interviews. It's time to turn up your smart device and crank it loud. Yo, Epps, let these...
Building live and direct for you and yours. Listen, man, DJ Drama's about to come on in about 3 more minutes. But in the meantime, let me let you know what's popping, man. Word up, man. Don't forget it. Next week, we got K-Fox will be in the building. K-Fox... Yeah, your girl is coming to the show, and we're going to talk. Yeah. Got a lot of things we got to talk about, man. So shout out to K-Fox. Shout out to everybody up there in Philly, New York City, on that check-in, all right? And don't forget tomorrow, Best of Justin Timberlake. Yeah, man, I'm about to set off my turntables. Best of Justin Timberlake with Buju Banton. You know what I mean? Mary J. Blige, one of the my best ones. Yeah. Justin Timberlake tomorrow, 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss out on that, all right, man? Who else? Also, don't forget this Thursday, Dej Rose Gold will be in the building. Shout out to Julian. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. I appreciate that. MP3 Wax. Dej Rose Gold will be with me 10 o'clock this Thursday. You don't want to miss out on that, all right, man? And also, man, don't forget it, man. Congratulations to myself. I gave myself flowers and everything. But Delicious Vinyl Radio and Dash Radio put a little situation for me every Sunday, the brunch Sunday mix on Dash Radio. You know what I mean? Delicious Vinyl Radio. There it goes right there, man. So go ahead and log on this Sunday for brunch and hang out with your boy, all right? In the meantime, yo, I'm here. We about to bring on DJ Drum in like 2 minutes. So I need everybody to share the page, 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 share the page. Hey, word up, man. Mac was popping. YS Baby was good. Benny Blanco in the building. Mega Fam Love, I see you. Bobby Watson, Rob One. William, I see you. Who else in the building? Ariana in the building. Young Paul in the building. DJ Trust in the building. Everybody, man, share the page. House, what's popping? Yeah, hey, yo, House, we gonna sign the contract. Yeah, they gave me the date. September 15th. September 15th. I'm signing a contract, baby! September 15th is about to go down, man. Mark it on the calendar. Just put DJ F. We ain't gonna let you know. Just put DJ F. Hey, Chrissy. Paco, what's poppin'? Level up. Drew on air, what's up? 1 more minute. We got my man, DJ Drummer, gonna come hang out with us. You know what it is, all right? Don't forget tomorrow, the best is Justin Timberlake. Yeah! Gonna be a problem tomorrow. The best of Justin Timberlake. I'm gonna shut it down on my turntable. You gonna need to be here to see what's about to go down tomorrow, right? Best of Justin Timberlake. Yeah, man. All right, man. You know what it is. Let's get to it. DJ F. Shout my brother DJ Drum about to come on. Word up, man. Hold up.
Hey, yo, Epps. Let these motherfuckers know.
Let's get Drum on here, man. Hold up. Thomas, send me that request. Let's go.
Taking my talents down to South Beach. Pineapple to chase it. Go ahead.
Tell my boy Fab, word up.
So all we drink is my Coca-Cola Veloso.
Share the page.
Love that little weight. Damn, them hips just sit out. Now I
get ready for DJ Drama. Everybody share the page.
Bow. From the front, looking like she got some probably. They say that's a sign, girl. astrology. Tight denim.
DJ Willie Biggs, what up, man?
Set 'em. We in line jeans. Take a minute to get in them. BBD. Say you poison. Well, I want some of that venom, girl.
Yes, sir.
Brother!
Eps was popping.
What's going on, King?
Man, blessed, man. Living life as I'm supposed to.
Why you getting lighter and lighter or redder and redder? What's going on over there?
I've been out in the sun. I work out outside. I'm getting a little red. I just had a vacation, too, so I had to get a little sunlight.
What's a workout for, like, DJ Drama? What do you do?
So I got my trainer's name, Little Rod, right? Little Rod was road manager for Outkast. He weighed like 350 pounds probably about maybe like 5-6 years ago. Changed his lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? He started working out, getting into training, and he probably weighs 170 now, all muscle. So we work out with him. He talks the most shit during the workout. And like I'd be fucking with him like just – I be thinking he'll make shit up on the slide and then he'll switch it. But it's a lot of cardio, a lot of hit intensity. We work out like at a high school. Actually, the high school my daughter's about to go start next week. Yeah. We run the stairs. We do a lot of different shit. We do hill. He makes me jump rope up a hill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's in depth, but you know, he got me in good shape though. It's crazy because just quick story, like, you know, I've been going on tour with Wiz Khalifa like every summer for the last like 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And last year before the tour, I was like, man, I know how much better tour is when you're in shape than when you're not, because there's a lot of running around. So I started fucking with Rod, and he got me right before tour, and we had some of the most amazing times. I got to take Jack Harlow out and Seti out with me, you know, kind of the same run I had did with Uzi maybe 3-4 years earlier when I went out with Wiz and Fall Out Boy. So it was a fun time. Something I missed during the summer. What's up with you though, man? How you?
Man, I can't complain, man. Drama, I got to thank God. I know how to keep myself relevant each and every year.
Absolutely.
Every moment. And yeah, we have our ups and downs and everything, but as long as we stay focused and we in the people's eyes, you know, me, you, Camilo, all of us that came from that same era is going to survive, and we're going to do our thing. You know what I mean? This pandemic is not going to shut us down. We're just going to get better and bigger and do different things, you know?
That's it. That's it. We love the culture. We was doing it when we had nothing, and we're going to do it till we don't got nothing.
Let me ask you something. When we both came from the same era, like, where do you see the music going at the moment? Or how the sound is going to be? Is it going to be still more trap? Are we going to have more, you know, some of what we used to grow up listening to, incorporated what we're hearing now? Where do you see the music going?
I think it's all over the place. I mean, in a good way. You know, I think we got, you know, new guardians, you know, of the culture, like, you know, new Mount Rushmores have been built, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Since our era, you know what I mean? I feel like the same way, you know, some at our age might look at, you know, Jay, Biggie, Nas, and Pac are the same way, you know, Kendrick, Cole's, Drake's, and, you know, Meek's are gonna be talked about. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I mean, I feel like now more than ever, you know, an artist can come from anywhere and just really make his stamp. You know what I'm saying? In a time when, you know, it's really about controlling, like, your city or your area. But, you know, I love where the music is going, you know? I mean, you know, shout to the XXL. The Freshman Clash just came out today. And, you know, my guy Jack Harlow is on there. So, you know, I'm definitely excited. You know, I'm happy to be back in somebody that I think is one of the greats, you know, and just, you know, still trying to bring new shit to the table. I think it's always about new shit. Like, you know, you got a guy like Moneybagg or a guy like Lil Baby that has, you know, they both have those feels that, you know, Jeezy gave us, like, you know, just when you get in a club and you know, you hear certain records, like, they still give you that feel. So, you know, I think it's in a good place.
I think it's in a good place too. And it's going to just get better. You mentioned Jack Harlow. Like, how did you discover him, no?
You could say that, you know. Yeah, Sign of the Generation now. I started following him on Instagram when he had, I'm not sure if it was 7,000 followers or 14,000 followers, but I got a good friend of mine named Randy, Westside Randy, and he actually originally told me, you know, about Jack one day in the studio, and you know, I hit the follow button, and this is we had already started Generation Now, did our partnership with Atlantic. You know, Uzi was already on the rise, and then so, you know, that's kind of how my relationship with him started, and you know, we formed the Generation Now in 2017, and you know, I've been behind him ever since.
Everybody, if you just logged on, is DJ Drama with me, DJ Epps. Dramas, follow us, follow me. My followers, follow him. You know how we do out here. Now, you also mentioned Atlantic Records. What's your position at Atlantic Records, and how did you get that position?
You know, I have a long, long sort of history with Atlantic. Right now, my position is, you know, I have a partnership with Generation Now and Atlantic Records. We're partners on our label deal, and Generation Now consists of myself, Don Cannon, and Lakeshaw Morrison.
But Cannon! You
know, shout out to DC, happy belated. You know, I had been originally, you know, early on in my career, I started out as T.I.'s DJ. You know, me and Tip have known each other since the 2000, you know, 20 years now. It's crazy. And you know, originally he had his deal. He was over at LaFace. Then, you know, he left LaFace. He's doing his thing in the streets. I was doing my thing around the same time. Tip got signed to Atlantic. They did their partnership, Grand Hustle Atlantic. You know, me being his DJ, I was kind of always, you know, Atlantic was a label that, you know, besides me kind of wiggling on my own, I was, you know, always, I knew a lot of the people there because based upon my relationship with Tip and Grand Hustle. Long story short, when Gangsta Grills got really popping to the degree, it was just, you know, I was on fire. Gangsta Grills was on fire, you know, and the opportunity presented itself for me to do an album. And I had offers from everybody. I had a lot of offers from a lot of labels, and I went with Grand Hustle Atlantic. So I was in the building then. And then, you know, I did two albums over there, and I left and I went to Koch E1. Right around when Oh My came out, I was out of my deal, and I went over to Kashi E1, but I was still using a lot of the people in the Atlantic system, like to do my videos, to work my records. And, you know, shout out to my man, Sam Crespo. Like, as I was, my success with records was coming, and, you know, I did two more albums in Oh My and My Moment and So Many Girls. And, you know, like Crespo kind of brought it back to the powers that be with Craig Kalman, Julie Greenwald, and Mike Kaiser. Was like, yo, we should really think about bringing Drom on as an A&R. You know, he's making good records. So as I was doing that, I was building a new studio in Atlanta, Mean Streets. And, you know, I offered to Atlantic too, like, yo, if not only can I come on, but, you know, I have this new facility. You guys might be interested in having a home base in Atlanta. So that's how I came back into the Atlantic system. And then, you know, I was kind of like trying to figure my way out, to be honest. Like, when I first got over there, just, you know, being an A&R and on a corporate side, obviously I've been on the streets for years. And my first year was a little kind of rocky. Mm-hmm. And long story short, you know, Atlantic came to me, you know, and they were like, look, Drom, you know, we believe in you. We want to, you know, have a long partnership. And we had just started working with Uzi, and it was like, Craig sat me down in Mean Streets, was like, don't worry about nothing else in the building. We're going to give you Uzi, you know, like not give me Uzi, but like, let they believe in me to what I believe in, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, if you believe this, we believe that. So, and we rocked, and you know, the rest is history.
You know, that for me, that you know, that's motivation, because, you know, I need to be put in that position for my city. You know what I mean? You know, your boy was always forever on, you know, party and bullshit, just rocking them turntables and just mm-hmm. shutting it down. But, you know, I should have took a direction of where Drama was going. I should have, you know, been more aggressive with my music like Khaled was. And you know, maybe before it wasn't my time, but I feel like this is my time now. And that's why I wanted to have this interview with you, because I see what you have done for not just yourself, but for Cannon, for Uzi, for Atlantic Records. You know what I mean? And I really admire that from far.
My brother.
So I got to big you up on that drama for real. You know what I mean? And if no other DJ see that, like, you know, kill yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I had to get drama out here and tell his side and his story, because a lot of people don't know where you come from. They just think you're some mixtape DJ. And like, I'm like, right. No, you crazy? Mm-hmm. Somebody just asked right now, too. I think it's Twin 001. He said, is there another dedication?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very thankful. Like, you know, I'm like you, man. I'm just like, I'm humbled to still be here, bro. So, you know, it's crazy to think. You're right. There's some people that know me from mixtapes. There's some people that know me from Wishing. There's people that know me from the label Lil Uzi didn't want to be signed to. There's people that now know me for Jack Harlow. So it's just been a hell of a journey, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, like we started this off doing what we love. Like, you know, I came up watching the Roots get a deal. Rest in peace, my man Malik B. And it's because of them that I wanted to do this. And, you know, to think about my career from then to now to, you know, Jack Harlow, Generation Now, having a top three number Hot 100 Billboard song. It's like, you know, it's just a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it's a hell of a journey. So for me, however people know me, you know, I'm thankful for, man, for the wins and the losses, honestly.
Your label is Generation Now?
Generation Now, yes, sir.
Yeah, you hear that, everybody? Like, the biggest A&R is with me right now, man. And if you got some hot shit, you better get in touch with Drama.
Pat is still part of Generation Now. My man Pat, somebody in the comments asked if Pat was Generation Now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dio, what's up?
How speaking about T.I., Jeezy, let's put Future in there, let's put Luda in there. You grew up with all those guys, correct?
Facts. I came up with all of them.
Yeah. What was the difference in their hustle, their sound? What did you recognize in each of those individuals growing up and their success? Jeezy, Luda, T.I., Future.
I mean, all of them, you know, like Luda's hustle, you know, I knew Chris, obviously, when he was like Chris Love of Love and he was on Hot 97 in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, making records there. Like, everybody that you just mentioned, like, their drive and dedication is unmatched in their own ways. You know, like, none of them niggas ever took no for an answer or never believed, you know what I'm saying? And put a lot of work and a lot into their journey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, just even thinking back on, you know, me and Jeezy's, one of our early conversations about, you know, now it seems understandable, but making this Gangsta Grills, this new format with all new music that's going to kill the streets. Like, you know, that was the conversation and it really happened. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, everybody really just like had their own vision and like, you know, those guys, there's a reason why those guys are some of the greats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Gangsta Grills, how did that all started for you? Like, what was your first idea to put that together? Of course, you know, we come from them Breaking Records Day. I know that was one of the reasons you want to play new music. But why the name Gangsta Grizzle at that time?
I just came up with it out of the blue. I was fucking around, like, trying to... my man Empress Cersei, who worked at Hot 107.9 here in Atlanta, he gave me and DJ Sense, my brother, the opportunity to, like, sell some CDs during 1 year birthday bash. And, like, you know, at the time, I was making, you know, Up North style tapes, South tapes, fucking neo soul tapes, reggae tapes, and I needed a new South CD, and I needed a name, and I was just like, man, what are we gonna call it? And Gangsta Grills, and Sense was like, yeah, that shit sounds cool. And the first tape was spelled like with an S instead of a C, and it was like all over the place. That. Like Eric Sermon, just like music was on there. Like, it was just like, you know, it was literally what mixtapes were at the time. Like, just compilations of, you know, of the hottest songs out. And then it's, you know, I always credit Tip, T.I. to
helping make Gangsta Grillz what it was, because, you know, I was watching what Hoo Kid and Fifth and Green and Eminem was doing, you know, and when Tip, when he was coming into his own right, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Jason Jeter came to me with the idea to like, yo, let's just do an all Ground Hustle, all T.I. Gangsta Grillz. It didn't exist before then. So I was like, yeah, I'm with that. That's fire. So because of that tape with Tip, that started what Gangsta Grillz then became as far as like a street album. And then obviously, you know, shout the Bun B too. I think Bun was the next person I did, but you know, when Jeezy came and Jeezy was like, T.I. was kind of already somewhat, you know, excuse me. Tip was known. Like Tip was that nigga when we did our tape, but Jeezy was, you know, a new artist. So that was the first place people heard Jeezy was on Gangsta Grillz. So that just took the platform to like, nigga, every fucking dope boy in America wanted the Gangsta Grillz after that.
You know, they still give chills
to motherfuckers when they hear.
Matter of fact, it's not just hip hop's birthday. You have a little anniversary yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I just Dream Chasers, another classic that dropped like 9 years ago.
Nigga, that ain't just a classic, dude. Like we know what Dream Chaser Gangsta Grizzle did for people.
Yeah, that was big. That was big. I mean, just even thinking about that, like, damn, that was the tape. That was the project that Meek came up with that brand. You know what I'm saying? So before that, it was Flamers. And then, you know, when we did Dream Chasers went on to be Meek's brand. And that's, like you said, it's a classic tape. And, you know, even for me, like, that was the resurgence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I dropped Dream Chasers in 2011. So you got to think Gangsta Grillz initially got hot, like, 05, 06. You know, and then there was a couple years where, you know, I remember when people kind of even questioned, like, you know what I'm saying, is what's Drom's reign? So when I did, like, Dream Chasers and fucking True Religion with 2 Chainz and Chris Brown in my zone, like, you know, that the Chris Brown tape in itself was a whole nother stratosphere, and just even, you know, helping Chris get back to where he was, because that was the first project he really did after a lot of the controversy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just had a lot of moments and pockets, you know what I mean, where it's just been a hell of a run.
Hey, Finesse, watch your mouth, all right, man? I see you on there talking some stuff. You think I'm an old man? You think this is gray hair, boy? Nah.
That shit look blonde, baby.
Come on, it is blonde. I got it. Back in the days, I was tired of the Beijing. I was like, you know what? I'm just blonde this whole thing out. Real they call shit. Me Chris Brown brother out here, all right? Watch your mouth, man. Come on, man. Drama, let me tell you something, man. I have a problem in my... I don't want to say I have a problem. It's just a little... I need to get Miami where Atlanta is. With artist-wise, music-wise, radio station-wise. There's a big problem down here, my man. You might know it. You might see it outside looking in. You know what I mean? Shout out to Green Moss, Freedom Zoes in there. Once upon a time, you know, you saw it. Ross, Pitbull, Flo Rida, Trick Daddy, a nice handful, I could probably count on one hand, all dropped in one good era, a little piece though. But how do I get it to, you know, Jermaine Dupri, 112, you know, all the guys that's in Atlanta right now, Migos, everybody, how do I get it to that place? Like, you, I believe, you made everybody run to you in order to get your city big.
Well, Atlanta was already Atlanta before me. And I just think Atlanta's always just been a special place, bro. Like, from the moment I got here, like, you know, it's just something in the sauce here. Like, you know, and obviously me coming from Philly, I had always – just called it somewhat of a Southern thing, but now that if you're comparing Atlanta to Miami, like, you know, Atlanta's just I just think because of how the city is laid out and how people navigate through and move around studios, and, you know, there's so many of them, and it's just, you know, it's such a vibe, like, it's just always been special, bro, like, it's something in the sauce. I don't know, Miami, y'all got beaches, so, you know what I'm saying, it's... Niggas want to rent boats and, you know what I mean, be out on jet skis. We gotta work here, man. You know what I'm saying? We got this Lake Lanier and somebody dies there every fucking year. So yeah, I'm thankful I moved to Atlanta and not Miami because I might be a fucking surfer right now. But yeah, I mean, Atlanta's just a special place. I can't compare it to nowhere else when it comes to like hip hop. I argue all the time, you know, it's not the originator. It's not like, you know, praises to the West Coast. But when I think about the South or just Atlanta in particular, I'll definitely argue that Atlanta has had the most dominant run for the longest period of time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's always some new niggas from out here. But, you know, I mean, the South in general for the most part, you know, and I just think beyond that too, like, you know, like even besides Atlanta and Miami now, which were obviously the hotbeds for so long, you know, niggas from Alabama is getting runs, like, you know, Memphis is having its time, like, you know, shout to Detroit, you know, with 42 Doug. So it's just a lot more pockets that are really, you know, getting their moments.
No, definitely. Why the name DJ Drama? Where'd that come from?
I started DJing when I was like 13, and I used to play around with various names. It took me like, I don't think I had the name Drama till maybe 15 or 16, but I had two homeboys that were older than me that I knew from the neighborhood, my man Hakeem and my man Bakari. And my man Bakari was from Senegal. So his name was Bakari Drame. So Hakeem, he was the biggest Pac fan, like the biggest Pac fan. Used to recite every Pac lyric. But long story short, he used to always call Bakari Drama because his last name was Drame. And Hakeem used to kind of like, he used to DJ like reggae parties. And he would also like, you know, on Broad Street in Philly, he was like a vendor. So he would sell incense and mixtapes and various things. So Hakeem started calling Bakari DJ Drama, and I was like, yo, that shit sounds so fire, yo. Like, damn, why didn't I think of that at the time? And then I just asked Bakari one day, like, yo, are you really going to use that? Like, are you really, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, you DJ, but it's not your thing like that. And I was like, he was like, you can have it. And I was like, all right, bet. So, and then it's crazy because I spent so many years, like, in my late teens and early 20s just really almost trying to change my name. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, damn, nobody, when niggas think of the word Drama, they're not going to think of me. Or, you know, like, it was just... There was another DJ in Atlanta who was a good friend of mine named Trauma, and he was popping at the time.
Yeah, I remember.
And, you know, my real name is Tyree, and Trauma's real name is Tyeri. So when he first got on the radio, there was so much confusion. I used to get so frustrated because every time I would introduce myself to somebody like, yo, I'm DJ Drama, they'd be like, Trauma? And I'd be like, fuck, man. And then Slay was popping at the time, and he was the Drama King. So I was like, man, I'm going to change my name. And then I stay, you know, Gangsta Grills happen. I stay with it. And a good friend of mine, shout out my man DJ Mars, he told me never change your DJ, never change your name for nobody. Uh-huh. And it's crazy because when we first signed Uzi, there was another artist named Uzi, and he actually was on the road. He was on the tour with us the same year. And I remember thinking about that, like, nigga, not that Uzi was ever thinking about changing his name, but just thinking like, yo, don't matter who got the same name, nigga. You run that name, so motherfuckers have to come to you.
I had an issue with that, man. Like, I see other people with other names, and you know, if Camilo's Camilo, why you have his name? If you know Drama is Drama, why you have his name? I seen that lately. I don't know if
well, Camilo's Drama is a little Camilo's. If you got the name Camilo, it's like Drama. I could understand somebody. You know, it's
okay.
It's,
let me, you've seen the touch tones. You've seen the touch tones, a bunch of touch tones, maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those type of names. It's like, come on, if you know.
But I mean, I just think it's part, you know, it's part of the culture though. Like, I'm not the only Drama, you know what I'm saying, in the game. Like, there's a producer named Drama, there's Drama Boy, there's fucking Drama from the Rob Dyrdek show. Like, you know, but when it comes to DJ Drama, like, you know, what's up? There was a rapper named Drama, you know what I'm saying? That I actually had to, like, buy my name from him because it was for legality purposes when I was at Atlantic. Like, it's all about what you do with it. You know, I know when it's all said and done, like, nigga, it's only going to be one DJ Drama.
Damn right. And there's only going to be one DJ Epps Drama. How's Cannon, by the way, before we go? How's Cannon?
He's good, man. He's work out every day. He's farming. He's making beats. Mm-hmm. He's still providing niggas with solid production. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing great, man.
Good, man. Listen, man, I got my group, We Them Zos. I'm going to send you some music very soon.
For sure.
I got a hot nigga out of here in Miami called Grimas.
For sure. Sick.
I'm going to send you all of that. And I'm always going to give you your flowers, Drama, man. I have to take the comments down because somebody on your end, I know he has to be on your end. Them Atlanta guys, boy, they know how to.
I was wondering where the comments went.
You calling me Mr. Potato Head and everything, dog. Like, I'll take it. I don't care. Call me Mr. Potato Head, but guess what? I'm that dude out here, man. I'm that guy. There's nowhere around it. Always will be. And just like Drama, you know what I mean? We're going to stay in your face and we're going to be that guy. So I'm always going to give you your flowers, Drama, man. Congratulations to your success.
Thank you, my brother.
And what you've done for Atlanta, what you've done for yourself, your family, for hip hop. You know, it's hip hop. Happy birthday, hip hop, as well. You know what I mean? So thank you, sir, for doing this for me, because in this pandemic, you know, I had to quickly figure out what to do. I was never a live person. I was never this right here. I never did this. But I created the studio, got my plaques up, got the Bel Air out.
You better than me, because I'll never do it.
I said, let me call my friends.
I'm still in the cut.
And let me do something. But guess what, man? I've been in touch with certain people, and they gave me the biggest surprise, you know, that a man or a DJ could wish for. So September 15th, get ready for your boy. I'll tell you more later. But Drama, thank you for being here.
My brother, I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Anything you need, I'm here. Tell Jack, tell Uzi, tell everybody, Cannon. I said, what's up? If they need me, I'm a phone call away.
Salute. Love you, bro.
No doubt. No. Oh, well, quickly, if they want to send you music or anybody like that, you know what I mean? If there's any information they could reach you at?
Send them to my inbox. I check them.
Yeah, definitely. That's it. You heard that. Drama, love, we love you. Peace love you too, out. Bro. Thank you for coming to the show, baby.
One. All right.
No doubt. Everybody, I appreciate y'all hanging out, man. Yo, DJ Potato Head, I'm here. However you want to call it. At the end of the day, at 305, that Miami, you got to respect it. When you come to Miami, you got to come check in with me. You coming on a vacation in Miami, you don't check in with me, you done wasted a ticket. You done wasted your whole plans, all right? If you're coming out here just to screw my girls on South Beach, you are stupid, all right? Dumb, and I tell it to you, all right? Get on your job, invest in your music, invest in yourself. Holla at DJ Drama. Holla at me. You see me Monday to Friday. We are here. All right? Don't forget it. Mega Fam Love, how you doing, boo? Thank you for the love. Once again, tomorrow, don't forget it, man. The best of Justin Timberlake. Tomorrow, we're going to have some fun on my turntables. And you know what I do. You know how I do it. You know what I mean? They can't do it like I do it. All right? And don't forget, this Thursday, Dej Rose Gold will be with me, this Thursday at 10 o'clock. We are about to turn up with my girl, Dez. Shout to my man, Julian Booth. Yeah, love and hip hop. I see you, Julian. You know what it is. And don't forget, man, every Sunday, starting this Sunday, I'm going to be on Delicious Vinyl Radio, Dash Radio, 12 o'clock Western time, 3 p.m. my time in Miami, Central, 2 p.m. You see it right there. It's going to be crazy, so please tune in. All right, and don't forget, next Tuesday, we got K-Fox in the building. Yeah, my girl K-Fox is coming to the show, and we're going to talk about almost everything we went through and where we're going to right now. So once again, everybody, I appreciate you hanging out with me on the show today, man. Once again, your boy about to go get some rest because I got a lot of shit to go do tomorrow, this week. All right, once again, thank you for the comments. I appreciate the love. And I'll see you tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Best of Justin Timberlake on them turntables. All right, fool?